MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Hobbs Police Chief August Fons announced a change to the department via an email that revealed nearly one-third of the city's certified officer positions are vacant. Also, 24% of HPD's civilian support staff is also currently vacant. To address the 45 vacant positions, there are plans to create brochures and social media content for recruitment. In addition to restructuring and recruitment, the department is also seeking to add an additional deputy chief position. The New Mexico Department of Health announced two new cases of measles in Lee County, bringing the state total to 58 cases, and Lee County total to 55. Eddy County has reported two cases, and Chavez County has reported one. In Texas, the Texas Department of State Health Services reported there are now 541 confirmed measles cases in the South Plains region since the outbreak began in January. 355 of those cases have been in Gaines County, 47 cases in Terry County, and 38 cases in Lubbock County. And 16 bills that passed the New Mexico House of Representatives and Senate became victims of Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's veto pen on Friday. Bills vetoed by Lujan Grisham on Friday include Senate Bill 315 to make the tortilla the official state bread, Senate Bill 327 and Senate Bill 377, which would have issued license plates celebrating the lowrider and the New Mexico United soccer team, respectively. HB 36, Board of Optometry Powers and Duties, HB 77, Annual Federal SNAP State Outreach Plans, HB 120, Accessibility of State Agencies, HB 143, Lobbying Activity Reports, HB 181, State Trust Program Accountability Plan, HB 191, Wildfire Suppression and Preparedness Funds, HB 219, Slot Canyon Riverland State Park, HB 269, Healthcare Authority Visit Verification, HB 433, Study Career and Technical Education, HB 494, Tax Exemptions for Veterans, Senate Bill 142, Grid Modernization Roadmap, and Senate Bill 220, Publication of Legal Settlement Terms. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.